This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic, but after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug. And then we're gonna give him our best friend hug.
Ain't in 20 yet, ain't me.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we continue our road trip. Today we are at Computer Hardware in Kearney, where Hockey in July continues with the Tri-City Storm and more great deals with Computer Hardware that we'll be talking about in a little bit. We'll be talking with members of the Storm again today. They've got some great deals on season tickets. Again, we have got half-pound hot dogs and Cokes for lunch today, giving those away, courtesy of Schroeder's Smoked Foods. So stop by the Computer Hardware lot right here on the main drag in Kearney, America, and stop in and see the great deals they've got here at Computer Hardware. Well, right now they're featuring no interest and no finance. Now, Daddy, that doesn't mean no interest as in you don't care. That means no interest as in you don't have to worry about paying extra cash, and we welcome you to the Doug and Daddy Show today here at Computer Hardware.
Well, I'm just ecstatic to be here because where else can you go and upgrade your equipment with DirecTV and save $21 per month than Computer Hardware? That fires me up. We're going to talk high-definition TVs. I'm excited to be here.
With football right around the corner, you want to get the package. You need to have the ability to get the package, and they can do that for you here at Computer Hardware. Among our guests today, Bob Jensen is going to join us from Huskerland Prep Report. They're ready to send the Huskerland Prep magazine to the printers. It's going to be out here in the next month, and we'll get a little bit of a preview on what's going on there with Huskerland Prep. It's Thursday. That means Joe DeMail of FantasyPlayersEdge.com will be joining us on the program today, and 12 teams in 12 days. Yesterday, we got an overall preview with Dennis Francione of ESPN, and, of course, from numerous coaching stops around the country, including A&M. Today, we kick it off with Oklahoma State. Bill Haston of the Tulsa World and also the Sports Animal has his own radio show with Pat Jones, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy head coach. He's going to join us later on in the show today. We're here from 11 to 1 at Computer Hardware. So all that among the items that we are going to talk about today. And, Daddy, Oklahoma State, they're one of a couple of teams in there that many people believe could see the biggest fluctuation and definitely maybe the biggest question mark. Can they stay where they are? The problem for Oklahoma State is all this money in there with T. Boone Pickens, and they're battling Texas and Oklahoma, Texas and Oklahoma, Texas and Oklahoma, and finishing third is considered a good year for most, but they want to overtake Texas or Oklahoma, get into that one or two spot. Problem, now they might not even be in the top three. They've got a lot of holes to fill at Oklahoma State.
Oh, yeah, you look at their 9-4 record a year ago and you think, boy, that's about as good as the Oklahoma State Cowboys can be. Yeah, they've upgraded their facilities greatly. Certainly T. Boone Pickens, you bring him up, it added another dimension to that university they hadn't had. But really, when you look at their non-conference schedule, doesn't do much for you. Washington State should be a win. Troy State should be a win. Tulsa should be a win. but then A&M, Texas Tech. You know, you look at Kansas State. It's at Kansas State. You're on the road, Texas Tech and Kansas State, both tough places to play, at Texas, at Kansas, Oklahoma at home. There's a team, if they win seven games this year, I think will be a real treat for this team. It's one of those deals. Their other non-conference game is against Louisiana. So, you know, say what you want. It's just not a very good non-conference schedule for this team.
And they went 9-3 and then lost the bowl game last year, which didn't leave a very good taste in their mouth. And, of course, also Dez Bryant being lost last year really kind of took the wins out of the sails at Oklahoma State. They were all fired up, and they lost their best player to ineligibility and lost his eligibility, and he was gone. And so it just kind of took a little bit away from what was going on.
Well, and I think Zach Robinson, you lose him, and he'd really been the face of this program for the last couple of years. So you're looking for an identity. Kendall Hunter, does he bring that identity to the offense? Well, you hope so. They've got a Braden Whedon, the quarterback, coming in. Interesting story about him, which Bill Haston will tell us about. But kid's 27 years old. He's played minor league baseball, kind of been around the block, if you will, and it's one of those deals. But Kendall Hunter, if the running game can get going, it's certainly going to take some pressure off the quarterback, and then they're going to have some receivers step up and play, and we'll see if they can do that. But that begins our Big 12 preview, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and a 9-4 record a year ago. I think, like I said, you know, 7 wins this year would be a real stretch for this team.
Daddy, another college story that has come down here this morning, Southern California Athletic Director Mike Garrett apologizing to Florida and all that which was going on. But apparently also USC will not be allowed to be voted for in the coaches poll this year because of the sanctions that they are going on. What do you do when you're a team, and it doesn't matter if it's Southern Cal or if it was SMU or if it was any team that's on probation, when Auburn was there, one poll could vote on you, one couldn't. Auburn went undefeated 1 year with with Terry Bowden as the coach, and some people thought maybe they were the best team in the country. What do you do with these teams that are still playing college football, but nobody wants to recognize anything that they do?
Well, the bad part for me is you're punishing the kids that had nothing to do with the allegations and the charges that were brought against the university. You're punishing the players that are there now. Nothing happens while the things that were going on, the bad things that were going on, nobody's getting punished for that. And if you're, you know, even Reggie Bush, you know, if you're going to do that much to USC, you know, Reggie Bush isn't getting punished. Pete Carroll's not getting punished. You know, first of all, if you're the athletic director that's there, I think you automatically ought to get fired. You know, fire somebody at Georgia for getting a DUI, which maybe doesn't represent the college in a good light. And that's 3 days after the DUI is handed down, you're firing him. But your university can take this much bad publicity. I think this is a lot more bad publicity than a DUI ever did for any athletic program. Nothing's happening to those people, and that's where the problem is.
We are the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We remind you that today we are at Computer Hardware with the Tri-City Storm, and we want to thank the folks at Bogart's where we were yesterday. Chuck Prohaska of Kearney winning a great Charbroil Grill there yesterday, and giving away season tickets as well. So come up, sign for the season tickets here for the Tri-City Storm. And we remind you that they've got a special offer going on, introducing their new monthly payment for the upcoming season. You can enjoy Tri-City Storm hockey by paying only $60 for 6 months. 60 times 6, that's 360. That's $2 per day. But if you stop by during today's broadcast here at Computer Hardware, the Storm going to knock off one monthly payment. That means 5 months, $60. That saves you $60, Daddy, and it gets you a good down payment or a good start to some beautiful items here at Computer Hardware.
It gets you 2 months of DirecTV, people. That's what I've been trying to tell you. I mean, who put the freaking French fry, people? It's that obvious. There ain't no freaking French fry. That's what I've been trying to tell you. DirecTV is where it's at. I can't go on enough about the number one satellite provider in all the land.
Daddy loves his DirecTV, and he loves his sports, and he can see so much of it on DirecTV, and you can find out more about it here today at Computer Hardware, where we are at with players Rick Pinkston, Matt Johnson, Mario Puskarac, Cody Inkelingo, who's going to be everyone's new favorite rookie coming in, Inkelingo. He's out of Philadelphia, the great fighting city of Philadelphia.
I want to see you and him throw down.
He's a spark plug, I'll tell you what. Again, he was a member of the winning golf team that I was a part of course, when we had our little tri-city.
Who was on this? Who were all the members?
It was me, Dana Wright, Rick Pinkston, and our boy Cody over there. Cody, you said, I don't think I've ever been on a real golf course. And, of course, him and Rick are both lefties. And so as the day progressed, you know, they just left-handed slap shot of that ball down the play a little left-handed slice fade. They were figuring that out. Hit some great shots. Let me tell you what, we used them because Dana and I weren't that good. And the lefties, they can putt. They can putt. They just stand up there and whack. I mean, it just showed you that it doesn't take a lot of thinking. Get up there and do it. And that's what's going to be great about the Tri-City Storm season. These guys can just do it. So come by, see them, and all the Storm staff. Have a great Schroeder's half-pound hot dog. They're delicious. Free Coca-Cola or Sprite. And check out what's all going on here at Computer Hardware. As we said, coming up on the show today to preview Oklahoma State and our 12 Big 12 teams in 12 days, Bill Haston of the Tulsa World, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, all coming up on the show today. But we got to get to it in this first break, Daddy. Royals are red hot. They're red hot. They sweep Seattle for the first time in 15 years.
1995, the first time since the Royals have swept Seattle. So, you know what? They got down again last night, fell behind 3-1, but found a way. Kai Asper with a three-run home run. Billy Butler had a home run, kind of pulled away 7-3. And then you were telling me, I actually fell asleep in the ninth inning, but you were telling me that they had a couple runners on. Seattle threatened in the ninth, but the executioner won. Or, as they should say, uno, dos, tres. Sit down.
Joaquin Soria came in, got the job done, and the Royals have an off day before heading for Chicago this weekend here on ESPN Radio. And they just keep doing it. Carney runs it, goes back to Lincoln, and they win two ball games last night against Lincoln North Star, 12-4, Lincoln Southwest, 11-2, to finish up the Mike Peterson tournament. 21 teams were in this tournament, people, from all over the state of Nebraska and some outlying schools. They usually get some Kansas or Iowa or Missouri schools in there. Carney won it. They're 34-4. Last night in the championship game, Brandon Landanger, a grand slam home run, and the youngster Derek Schreiner gave up just one hit after the first inning and was named the MVP of this 21-team tournament. And we're just a week away from getting everybody going with area and district tournaments, and Carney runs is on a roll. Carney 5 points on Little Caesars. They beat McCook last night at home. And, Daddy, here's one for you. If you like offense, our buddy Mike Will probably has a little sore behind from being up at Duncan Field last night with the Lincoln Southeast Hastings 5 points game as Derek Gordon drove in the winning run with a double in the top of the eighth to give Lincoln Southeast a 14-13 win. 27 runs, 38 hits, 8 errors. The game took nearly 4 hours to play.
You know, here we are, the 8th of July or whatever, and it's already coming down to extra points. Folks got to be able to kick the ball through the goalpost. 14-13, congratulations.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot to talk about. Come by and see us. We are at Computer Hardware in Kearney. Great deals. And, of course, if you're not with us in Kearney, stop by any of the great computer hardware stores. Great deals there for you. Check out their MacBooks. It is it's the way to go these days. And as we told you at the top, no interest and no finance right now at Computer Hardware. And check out Daddy's favorite part about the whole situation, the DirecTV package. We're going to take a break. Be back with more after this.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Kearney Yamaha's sizzling summer sale is this weekend in their parking lot. Choose from over 200 new and pre-owned Yamaha cruisers, ATVs, UTVs, and personal watercraft. Some models priced below wholesale prices.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha. Stop in for free food, free prizes, and huge savings on hundreds of new and pre-owned Yamahas. Certain models are limited, so be sure to come early to cash in on the savings.
Summer comes only once a year, so don't miss out on the sizzling summer sale this weekend at Kearney Yamaha.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The NHL handed out its postseason hardware Wednesday.
Instantly and on demand, anytime you want sports video.
But it was far from a masterpiece.
AP Sports is on ESPNRadioSuperstation.com.
The Americans are once again preparing to play.
Where you'll also find ESPN Sports Center on demand.
When I step on the court, this is not going to change. I'm always going to work hard.
Taylor Hall is the first piece in downtrodden Edmonton's rebuilding project.
ESPNSuperstation.com with a new look. Coming soon.
We'll see lingering clouds along with some breaks of sun developing as we head through the day today. There's still an isolated chance for a shower or thunderstorm developing as well, with highs around 80. Winds will stay light and variable. Tonight's lows reach 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
I'm nerdy and the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Well, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us live from Computer Hardware today. And don't forget, tomorrow we're at the Hilltop Mall for our annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. Still room for folks. We're starting to get a few more in there. Daddy, can you give me the official word on our defending champion?
He is in the competition. We received, they've settled the agreement late last night. Went well into one of his sponsors that happened to be Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, and him were in a big quandary over what was going on the hot dog champion. But he is in the competition.
Were you saying there was sandbagging?
No. No, there could have been some early, but it went well into the night with negotiations. About 1:30 last night, they were finalized.
Good
had
to know.
To be, because they were kicking them out of the establishment they were in.
It's good to know that they came together. Hey, don't forget to also, the hockey shoot is up here for the kids. They had fun yesterday with it. We got some little folks rolling around here, and I'm guessing Stormy is going to make another appearance here a little bit later on this afternoon. We are at Computer Hardware in Kearney from 11 to 1. Word is Stormy could show up at just about any time here today. So we're looking forward to seeing Stormy, who always has fun with the kids. Come by, enjoy a free half-pound hot dog from Schroeder's Smoked Foods and a Coke to get you through lunch today, and sign up to win season tickets from the Storm, or just buy your season tickets today. They're going to give you $60 off the season ticket package. Instead of 6 months at $60, 5 months at $60. Come by and see us today at Computer Hardware.
Do you have any idea that DirecTV offers their programming in 14 languages around the globe? I mean, maybe you're out there going, well, you wouldn't be saying this in English, but you're like, which means they have nothing for my TV in Tamil. Well, they've got it on DirecTV.
As long as you're happy. As long as you're happy, Daddy. One of the sports items that has come across here since we spoke yesterday is the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association will have their Hall of Fame banquet coming up next Saturday in Columbus. And not a lot of area names. Sometimes there's a ton of area names. Sometimes there's not. Not a lot of area names, but one that's on there that will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, one of five competitors during their career, and that is Kearney's David Miller, who had an outstanding high school career.
Yeah, three-time state champion, one-time runner-up, had a pin record of like 812 in a row.
Had 41 consecutive pins, 120 total in his career. So 120 of his 141 wins came by pin. He had just two losses in his career. And I believe that would have been obviously the state final and then the conference final his senior year. He won four district titles, three conference awards. He was named the Class A Wrestler of the Year, getting the Guy Biddy Award from the Coaches Association in 1998. And has so many more awards, and we're going to try and effort David and have him on the show next week as they get ready to go into the Hall of Fame here. Some of the other folks that are going into the Hall of Fame with David next Saturday that are going in from the competitor standpoint: Theo Real of Crete, Ted Glover, who was at Wilbur Claytonia and Norris, Stephen Ott from Wisner-Pilger, and Tom Rufino of Omaha South. Coaches going in: Jeff Himes of Norfolk Catholic, Aaron Groff from Boys Town, and Brad Hildebrand from Omaha Scutt. They have an official of the year, contributor of the year, the wife of the year, assistant of the year. There's so many things going on there, and included are their coaches of the year. And in Class A, Mike Jernigan from Westside, who we talked to last month on the Doug and Daddy Show getting ready for their all-star duel, he gets it in Class A. Alan Ficorni of Bennington in Class B. Kenny Loosevelt of Madison in Class C. And our buddy Nate Glass of Palmer, who we have seen here a couple of times recently from Palmer. He wins it in Class D. And the Guy Mitty Outstanding Wrestlers for the year, there's not a lot of surprises here. In Class A, Ron Coleman from Omaha North. In Class B, Seth Stender from Bennington. Sean Nagel of Kimball, who lost one match in his high school career. He is the Class C Wrestler of the Year. And Riley Santine of Palmer, who, of course, we got a chance to see over there at the eight-man all-star camp. He is the Class D winner, and he is also the senior scholarship recipient along with a couple of other kids from across the state. So Riley has had a great career and does well there. So those are a few of the highlights for this Coaches Association. It's always a great banquet over in Columbus. Went to it for a number of years. We've been honored at the radio station as a media representative and a media winner for a number of years, and always say thanks for that. That's a fun time over in Columbus. If you get a chance, if you're a part of the wrestling community, get your tickets from the Coaches Association.
We're very well deserving. Anytime you're in a 141-2 like David Miller was, you're entering a realm like Hulk Hogan. Got beat by Andre the Giant, and then Jimmy Superfly Snook upset him once. So he's like 158-2 at one time.
You ever wrestled a Junkyard Dog?
I don't believe so. Junkyard Dog, was he in that same deal?
I just say anytime you can throw out a wrestling reference from back in the day when the wrestling might have been on Saturday afternoon at 5 or Sunday morning right before or after church, whenever you went to your services, when it was on, and you had
Larry Zbysko and King Kong Bundy once went.
Who was the announcer? Gene, I can't remember Gene's name.
You mean Gene Overland.
Yeah, there you go. So it is good stuff. Anytime you can throw one out, fabulous T-Birds, great tag team partners, then there you go. But this was the real sport. Also, folks, if you're listening and driving around today wondering what in the world is going on, maybe you're in town for the 15th annual Miss Basketball Showcase, which is underway. The tournament began this morning at 9 a.m. 64 prep all-star teams from across the Midwest, stretching from Arizona to Minnesota, are on hand today. Every team gets three games of pool play up at the UNK Health and Sports Center or over at Kearney Catholic's Cope Coliseum. That will go on today and tomorrow, then the single elimination tournament Saturday and Sunday. We hope to have Doug Koster swing by tomorrow up at Hilltop Mall and chat with us a little bit about how that's going on. But it's one of the biggest, it's bigger than the boys. And a lot of that has to do with more college coaches able to come in during this time of the year than they are for the boys tournament. But that's going on up at the air conditioning of UNK. If you get a chance, stop by and watch some kids that are going to great places, Connecticut, Tennessee, Nebraska. Yeah, we can say that now, Daddy. Top five team in Nebraska. A lot of great talent over the years. It's amazing once you look at it where some of the kids that have played here have went on to play in college and some of the things that they have done.
Yeah, it's a monster event for Doug Koster and for the community of Kearney. Do a great job every year in hosting that event.
This is the Doug and Daddy Show. We go live from 11 to 1 today. We are at Computer Hardware right here on the main drag in Kearney. Stop by and see us today. We are with the Tri-City Storm. Stop by, enjoy a complimentary hot dog courtesy of Schroeder's Smoked Foods, as well as a free ice-cold Coke or Diet Coke or Sprite, whatever you'd like. While you're here, check out the Hockey in July special offer for season tickets and chat with Storm players like Rick Pinkston, also here Matt Johnson, Mario Puskarich, and of course our favorite new guy, Cody Inkalingo out of Philadelphia. They're all here. Bring the kids for the Hockey Shot Hot Shot Challenge and see everybody's favorite friend Stormy, who'll be making an appearance a little bit later on in the noon hour here. It's all happening right here at Computer Hardware in Kearney.
Doug, I know we got to take a short break, and during that break, I'm going to put you in a Cobra clutch from the Iron Sheik.
When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are going to catch up not only with the Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com and Bill Haston of the Tulsa World and Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. We're geeked up. We're ready to go, Daddy. Are you ready for 12 teams in 12 days, starting with Oklahoma State?
I couldn't be more fired up. Finally,
are you fired up for the interview, or are you fired up for the new open that Merritt has put together back at the station?
Well, I'm fired up for both of them, but I'm fired up mostly to talk football instead of realignment and not talking football. it's time. It's that time of year.
When we talk Big 12, we can talk about the teams. We don't have to talk about all the things that aren't going on. We're going to talk about what's going on the field. And Bill Haston of the Tulsa World joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off all Energy Star qualified appliances of $398 or more. And if you tack on free delivery and haul away, plus all the money you'll save on energy bills, you'll actually save three times, thanks to 10% off all Energy Star qualified appliances of $398 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
You've dreamed about it, thought about it, now do it. The Victory Motorcycles Fuel in the Dream event has bikes starting at $10,999 now until July 31st. Victory is fueling your passion by getting you on the American V-Twin you've always dreamed of. Get into your local dealer today or visit victorymotorcycles.com to see bikes starting at $10,999. At participating dealers only, offer includes factory rebates and available coupons and may be terminated at any time. Please wear a helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering clouds along with some breaks of sun developing as we head through the day today. There's still an isolated chance for a shower or thunderstorm developing as well, with highs around 80. Winds will stay light and variable. Tonight's lows reach 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 68.
And now for the last time, it's time to preview the 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show's Big 12 Preview. Big 12 Media Days is fastly approaching, and Doug and Daddy will have guests from
Baylor,
Oklahoma,
Missouri,
Texas,
Colorado,
Oklahoma State,
K-State,
Texas Tech,
Kansas, Iowa State,
A&M,
and Nebraska.
Let's get you ready for Big 12 Media Days that starts on July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Not to mention, give Doug and Daddy a chance to catch up with some old friends. It's time for the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It is day one of Big 12 Preview. That's right, 12 teams in 12 days. We've had fun with this every year. I don't know what we're going to do next year. I guess we'll still do 12 teams in 12 days. It's just going to be different teams. And so it's our last run through the Big 12 Conference. And today we're going to kick it off with Oklahoma State. And, Daddy, I believe this is one of maybe two programs, maybe three, but definitely one of the two programs that a lot of people just don't know. Could have the biggest change. Will they be able to stay up there and compete for a South title, or are they due for a drop-off? And with Mike Gundy not getting that South title or getting that second place, patience may be wearing thin a little bit there too, but let's start our preview with Oklahoma State.
Well, why not head there with Bill Haston from the Tulsa World, also does radio show with Pat Jones on the Sports Animal. Bill, thanks so much for the time today, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Okay, fellas, thank you.
Well, Bill, let's get right into it. You guys do the Oklahoma State beat all the time down there. What's the feeling? Is Oklahoma State going to have to do some special things not to slide down a couple of wins?
Well, they have sustained a pretty good level of recruiting for about 4 years now. So now, more than ever before, we're going to see just where the program is. I mean, they've had pretty good teams the last 2 years. Now we're going to see, we're going to get a real good gauge on where the program is, because they lost a senior class of 22 guys. They lost four offensive line starters, three linebacker starters, Zach Robinson. Of course, they lost Des Bryant very early in the season last year. But, it's one of the more – it may be the most comprehensive rebuild that they've ever had at that school. So, you know they've recruited pretty well. They got a lot of young guys who will be forced to play. You know, I don't see them dropping off the table, but I think to squeeze a 7-win season out of this team with a first-year quarterback and that many new guys up front and on defense, that to me would be a reasonable goal and a nice season for Oklahoma State.
You mentioned that first-year quarterback. Well, with that first-year quarterback, you're not talking about a young guy. We're talking about Brandon Whedon. He has a very interesting story behind him.
Yeah, he will turn 27 right around the time that Oklahoma State and Nebraska play. he spent 5 years in minor league baseball pitching for the Yankees, organization, and then spent some time with the Dodgers, and then decided – he had some shoulder issues, and so decided to get back into football. This guy has not started a football game since November of 2001. So when he takes the field on September 4th to face Washington State, it will be his first start, first football start in almost 9 years. I can't remember a guy. I've certainly never covered a guy who's gone, 9 years between starts. And I don't remember Chris Winkie's timeline exactly, but there aren't many 26-year-old starting quarterbacks in college football. And so the fact that he is an older guy, he's a married guy, he's a homeowner. If you're going to have a rookie quarterback, it's better, I guess, to have an older, more, stable guy maybe than a kid. But Dana Holgerson's the new coordinator. At Oklahoma State, he's the guy who was Mike Leach's right-hand man at Tech and then lit it up pretty good at Houston. And Dana says flat out that Brandon has a better and more accurate arm than Graham Harrell had at Tech or than Case Keenum had at Houston. Now, is he just saying that to prop up Brandon and give him confidence, or does he really believe it? Now, he tells me he really believes it. And Dana's kind of a no-nonsense guy, so we'll see. I'll say this. I think Brandon Whedon has a tremendous arm, and I'll even say he's probably got as good an arm as there is in the Big 12 right now. The trick is, he not only is he a first-time starter, but they got a new offense. So I think Brandon Whedon is part of the solution for OSU, but I think the problem for OSU is I don't know that they have enough receivers to make this thing work at a high level right away.
Bill Haston is helping us preview Oklahoma State here in our 12 teams in 12 days from the Sports Animal. Well, I suppose if Kendall Hunter can do what he's supposed to do, that's going to make it a little bit easier on the young quarterback or the new quarterback.
No question. And that'll be interesting, too, to see how Dana Holgerson uses the running backs, because it's the deepest and most talented position group in the program now. And Kendall Hunter looked phenomenal in this offense during the spring. If he stays healthy, I think he'll have a big year. I think he'll have a great year if he stays healthy. He got his season last year was ruined by a foot injury. But in 2008, the guy rushes for 1,500-plus yards and scored a bunch of touchdowns, and his career average is about 6.5 yards. I think the way he'll be used in this offense, you could see him rush for about 1,000 and catch balls for another 700 or so. But that is a very deep group. And so where they may lack in numbers at the wide receiver positions, I kind of expect Dana Holgerson to make more use of those running backs than he did at Tech or Houston, because those are his best guys.
Bill, you talk about the pieces that go with this quarterback. Very young receiving core. True freshmen are going to have to play for this deal to be successful. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I do, because Dana wants a rotation of 6 to 8 guys that he can depend on. Well, I can identify 4 right now who can play. And after those 4, and one of those 4 is injury prone. And so beyond those 4, I don't, you know, will somebody emerge who's been kind of a bit guy, a bit player to this point? Or I think more likely is at least 2 of those 3 incoming freshman receivers are probably going to have to play right now. They do have a kind of an H-back guy, a tight end type kid named Justin Horton, who is a big, maybe the best big athlete in the program now. And I think you'll see him be used in a variety of ways. He'll be kind of a Swiss Army knife type guy and line up all over the field. But he's a big receiver. But as far as true wideouts go, they just don't have the numbers yet. And I think that'll be a tremendous priority in recruiting this year, will be to get receivers to get in there.
Bill Haston of the Tulsa World, also on the Sports Animal, which you can hear online, and we'll let you know how to do that, but helping us preview Oklahoma State. Offense never has seemed to been the problem with the Cowboys. Defense has been getting better. Give us your look at that side of the ball.
Well, what Bill Young did last year was certifiably miraculous, because he took the same personnel, fellas, who the year before were 93rd in the country in total defense, and really never, not really, except for the Missouri game in 08, when Chase Daniel had Missouri on the verge of being number one in the country. For inexplicably, that night, OSU's defense was remarkable at Mizzou, and they pulled that off. But that was really, in recent years, the only time the defense won a game for them. Now, last year, Bill Young took a bunch of guys who couldn't stop anybody the year before and got them to, at one point, I know they were 7th in the country against the run. They finished the season 31st in total defense. Really just a stunning turnaround. And so, I don't know that he can – that Bill Young could get quite that kind of performance out of this group this year, because you lose 3 linebackers, 2 of whom had 100 starts between them, and then there's some uncertainty on the tackle rotation. They do have a really good end named Chinasa, Hugo Chinasa, who I could see him having a 10-sack type of a season. They're really good at safety, at both safety spots, depth and personnel is really good. Corners, I think they're going to be better than we thought they might be going into the spring. So if Bill Young can lift them to 31st in the country again, I wouldn't say it's quite the miracle it was last year, because he had to change the mindset and the culture last year. I mean, it had just been so long since they had been effective against anybody. I just don't think they even believed that they could be a good defense. And now, now they've done it. We'll see. I mean, they got A&M very early, week 3, in a TV game, and I think A&M's going to be really good offensively anyway. And that'll be a great test right off the bat, because I don't think Washington State's very good. And so if they can get some stops against A&M, get some confidence going into the rest of the conference schedule, they could be pretty decent. But just like on the offensive side, I don't think they have much depth. So they're last year was a nightmare for injuries for Oklahoma State. If they have that kind of year this year with injuries, it's going to be very tough for them.
Bill, sounds like there's so many question marks on this defense. I've got Ori Lemon as a first-team preseason pick on my ballot. Is that too much for him?
No. Now, see, when I say they lost 3 linebackers, they did. But Ori got hurt right before the Georgia opener last year. He would have been the starting middle linebacker. So, Bill Young thinks the world of Ori Lemon. And Ori was an outstanding guy in the middle there in 08. And to get him back, with this young defense to anchor it, that's a big plus. So, no, I don't think if you feel good enough about Ori to put him on your preseason ballot, that I have no problem with that. I think Ori's really good. And his knee is fine. He went through the spring without even a sleeve on it. So I think you'll have a big year for him.
Outstanding. You can never figure in the injuries, but Bill, we ask everybody that we talk to during our 12 teams in 12 days for their preseason prediction. Who do you got winning the North? Who do you got winning the South? And who are your players of the year?
In the South, I liked what I saw from the kid at Texas in the ball game after Colt McCoy went out. I think a lot of Texas. So I'm gonna stick with Texas in the South. Nebraska hosts Mizzou, correct, this year?
That's correct.
See, I think that's the game. So I like Nebraska in the North on by virtue of having that game at home. I just think Mizzou and Nebraska are pretty close on the whole. And so, yeah, I would like Nebraska. So I guess, in effect, I'm picking a rematch of last year's Big 12 championship game. But yeah, I like those two teams. I think OU will be really good because I think Landry Jones is going to be a lot better. Other teams to watch. I think A&M's a dark horse. I think you should keep an eye on A&M. If they can get any better defensively, look out for A&M because I think their offense is going to be tremendous. They may have the best offense in the league.
That means you're a Gerard Johnson fan.
Yeah. Grudgingly, for a long time I didn't think much of the guy. But he's just improved, and I guess Sherman has coached him up. And, I would say you asked for players of the year going in. I would say probably Gerard would be my pick on the offensive side. Defensively, man, I'm telling you, OU's so loaded defensively still. Now they're not going to be as good up front without McCoy, and there's nobody like Sue in the league certainly. But and there was never anybody like Sue, I don't think, before Sue came along either. I think there's a lot of good defensive guys around the league, but I think OU's front seven. I'll say Travis Lewis at Oklahoma is my defensive player of the year.
Bill, sounds great. If folks want to catch your radio show via the internet, what's the website?
It's TulsaSportsAnimal.com, and the primary presence on that show is Pat Jones, former Oklahoma State football coach, who is tremendous on the radio. And if you want to hear two hardcore good hours of football talk, listen to Pat Jones.
Bill, we appreciate the time today, and I want you to watch out for a guy 40 miles down the road from here. He's a big white guy. His name is Jared Crick.
He's playing for the Huskers. Hey, Bill, thanks so much for the time. We'll tune in. We'll see you in Dallas.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Bill Haston, Tulsa World, joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show to preview our first team, Oklahoma State, 12 teams in 12 days. And tomorrow we're going to talk to the play-by-play boys of Iowa State, maybe the other team that was a surprise last year, or the team that was such a surprise last year. And we'll talk Iowa State football tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show while we are at the hot dog eating contest going on at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. We today, though, are at Computer Hardware. Come by and see us. We got the giveaways for the kids from the Tri-City Storm. A lot going on here today. The Storm with hockey in July giving you season ticket deals. Free hot dogs and Cokes from Schroeder's Smoked Food. They've got the hockey hot shot. They've got some youngsters over there playing that right now, and we continue to get things going on another beautiful day here in central Nebraska. Stop by, pick up a T-shirt, pick up some Storm items. Sign up, folks. Sign up for your season tickets and save money. The normal package, 6 months. They break it into $60 payments over 6 months. They're going to take a month off. So you only have to pay 5 months, $60. And, Daddy, what can you get with $60 here at Computer Hardware?
Well, you can get 2 months of DirecTV. I mean, boom, it's done. They're free. They're comping your first 2 months of DirecTV. Stop in today at Computer Hardware or call them, 308-234-9335. I'm going to comment on the young man playing goalie over there, Doug. Get bad. He needs to get a different position on the team because he just stinks. Everything gets by him. I don't know what's going on with him.
Put him into the forward position.
There you go.
Say maybe an enforcer.
Looks more like a defenseman to me.
Come by and see some of the Storm players. And while you're here at Computer Hardware, check out the great selection inside. Besides DirecTV, the MacBooks, they do electronic recycling here. If you got something you need to get rid of, don't know what to do with it, and you don't want to just dump it somewhere that you're not supposed to do, they can help you out here at Computer Hardware. And right now, no interest and 0% financing. Talk to Dan, talk to Jason, talk to Daryl, talk to everybody that's inside, working real hard every day for you here at Computer Hardware in Kearney.
Or go all the way to the top, talk to the boss, Joyce.
That's exactly right. You know, if you can get into the executive washroom, you can speak with Joyce.
That is so true. Some of these the hockey players are now fighting one another.
It gives them something to do. I think they got game on going here. They got a little game on going as we are with Hockey in July here at Computer Hardware. Love to have you with us on this Thursday. Stop by, get your hot dog and Coke, not just any hot dog, a half-pound hot dog from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Well, the 4th of July is behind us. The fireworks have all been worked, and the multi-prong weenie roaster is back in the bubble wrap, which means summer is half over. Better take a vacation while you still can and stay at Motel 6. Most locations have pools, and all of them have the lowest price of any national chain. So get out there and remember, summer's not half empty, it's half full. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6 and Motel6.com, and we'll leave the light on for you.
If a man's home is his castle, his deck is surely where he holds court. A century ago, men took to their decks to grease wagon axles or skin supper. Just because you use it for sipping tea or cooking on your stainless steel grill, that doesn't mean you should protect it any less. Use the same line of defense your forefathers have for 130 years, Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils make it a pro's trusted stain partner. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This is a special invitation from Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation to Takara Kobayashi. Dear Tsunami, Nathan's wouldn't let you into their hot dog eating contest, but if you show up at the Hilltop Mall Friday at 11 a.m., we will allow you to compete. No questions, no cops. It's the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, 11 to 1 Friday at the Hilltop Mall Kearn from Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We'll see lingering clouds along with some breaks of sun developing as we head through the day today. There's still an isolated chance for a shower or thunderstorm developing as well, with highs around 80. Winds will stay light and variable. Tonight's lows reach 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Come down and join us in Kearney at Computer Hardware today. We're there until 1. Giveaways for the kids. Your chance to sign up for Tri-City Storm hockey tickets. Save money if you want to purchase your hockey tickets for the upcoming season today. It's only $2 a day, and when they give you a deal, it's going to be even less than that. And sign up to register and win. Bring the kids down. They're having fun at the Hockey Hot Shot over there and enjoy a free hot dog and Coke. Half-pound wieners from Schroeder's Smoked Foods, which, of course, Daddy has already ingested during one of the breaks.
I'll be honest with you. That dad just benched that kid. That's how bad his own kid was.
Get in there, let somebody else play goalie. Daddy, you know what could happen if you had to go play goalie?
What's that?
You'd need to be more energized.
Well, that's why I take
a lot
the Charger
work.
Pack.
There you go.
From Complete Nutrition. It tell you all the time, people, it's a safe and effective formula. Recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in sex drive. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodbye to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat as you sleep. For guys over 30, Charger is one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. Check them out today, 42nd and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Brand new store, great location, great people. Complete Nutrition is where it's at. Check them out today.
And on Thursday, during this time slot, we always are pleased to welcome in from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, Joe DiMeo joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we are heading into the All-Star break for baseball, and we are starting to see all the magazines come out, and, of course, Joe has posted their top players on fantasyplayersedge.com for football. We've got a couple of email questions already sitting here about football. If you've got a question for Joe, all you have to do is fire it off to the Debt Popper inbox here, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe DeMeo joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're out here in beautiful central Nebraska enjoying the weather. We wish you were with us, buddy, because, you know, with the All-Star break coming up, it's got to be a little time off for FantasyPlayersEdge.com, right?
I'll tell you what, if I can get, I've got to be in Iowa, so if I can get through Lincoln, maybe I'll come visit you guys.
We'd love to have you here, Joe. Let's get into a little talk because we do have a couple of questions here. But as we get into baseball, when we get to this All-Star break, does that give team owners a chance to maybe look over their team and get ready for the second half? Or what should people be doing when they're used to spending a little bit of time every day working on their lineup? What do you suggest they do during the All-Star break to help get their team even better?
Yeah, well, you know what it is, it's such a long haul that the first thing I always recommend is take a couple of days off. Take Monday and Tuesday off of the All-Star break, and then Wednesday kind of sit down and take a look at your team fresh. I mean, don't look at anything. Just take Monday and Tuesday off completely. Do something else. Check out some fantasy football rankings, that type of stuff. Just get away from it completely so you can objectively go back and look at your team on Wednesday. And then from there, you've got to make some decisions if you intend to contend for a championship. Remember, we're past the mid-season mark. It's not half and half. We're into the 80s now in games, and you've got to do something to get in the game. But first, take a refresh yourself, get away from it, look at your team objectively on Wednesday, make the appropriate moves.
Hey, Joe, we look at first base as maybe one of those really deep positions. Was there a position out there, maybe like a second base, that proved when you looked at it at the beginning of the year, you said, boy, there's just not many players that can really help a team. And now as you look at it back, go, well, we were really wrong about that, and it is deeper than we thought?
That would be starting pitching. So many youngsters have stepped up this year that starting pitching has really become a very, very deep position. And guys like Matt Latos were available in free agency up even as much as a month and a half ago, before they went on these terrific tears. Now the youngster in San Francisco, Madison Bumgarner, looks like he's he's really bringing the ball the right way. Jaime Garcia, Joey Shoshin, we can go on and on. Just Doug Fister, just a bunch of no names coming into the season have really, really surprised us. Position wise, second base still remains problematic. The only thing you can say about second base is Robinson Cano looks like he's now taken over as the top to be over Chase Utley, and that is not because of Utley's injury. It's because of Cano's productivity. Shortstop Tulowitzki going down remains a thin position. 1B, 3B, you can still get some mileage out of those two areas. Outfield is solid. Closes have been a little bit weird this season as well, with a lot of movement, and a lot of poor performances by closers. Even guys like Ryan Franklin, who's been pretty solid. He just let up six runs on six hits in a third of an inning the other night in that collapse against the Rockies. So it's just been kind of an odd year. But we think starting pitching was the big surprise this year.
Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Thursday. Today we're broadcasting live with the Tri-City Storm at Computer Hardware. Joe, Chet and Carney wants to know, he says there in his email, I have Jake Peavy. Help. What does he do? I know that you don't know his roster. Is there somebody out there that's going to take his place on the roster? Is there somebody out there that's a youngster coming up, somebody coming back maybe off the DL that this guy can pick up?
Yeah, grab Madison Bumgarner. Go ahead and jump in there and grab that player. I think he's a good place to start. And Peavy's done. He's got the actual latissimi dorsi muscle is separated from the bone, for heaven's sakes. No need to sit there and wait to see what the final determination is, unless you're in some form of keeper league. But even that would be questionable. Grab Madison Bumgarner. Also, have a look Both Eric Bedard and Edison Volquez will be coming back right after the All-Star break. If Volquez is sitting out there, I would opt for him. You can drop PV now, pick a Bumgarner, start him on Sunday. He's got a decent start against Devon Hernandez and the Nationals. And then you can make a decision once that start is done, depending on how young Bumgarner performs, to maybe grab Edison Volquez coming into the All-Star break for someone who can give you PV-like numbers, if he's right, for the stretch run.
Joe, our weekly Royals question. Jose Guillen's put up some great RBI numbers for the first part of the season, although he came up a little hobbled the other night going to first base. Just your overall thoughts on his performance at this point, and is he hurt that bad?
He's got a quad that he's not hobbled precipitously. He'll be okay, but he's got a quad. The thing with Guillen is that he's incredibly streaky, and you can go reasonably long periods without getting much out of him, and then in a 4 to 6 or 8 game stretch, he just goes off the charts. I would not be a proponent of starting Guillen every night. I think as bench strength, travel day replacement, injury replacement, Guillen fits the bill quite nicely. But other than that, I don't think Guillen is a guy that I would want to roster on an everyday basis.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joining us for another minute. And let's go back to the Dead Popper inbox, because we do have a football question for you as well, Joe. First off, this is from a Red and Carney. It's a keeper league, it looks like, and he can only keep one of these guys. I think I know who I'd keep, but you tell me. He says, do I keep Michael Turner, the running back from Atlanta, or Andre Johnson, the wide receiver from Houston?
Yeah, to me, it's not as readily apparent as I'd like it to be. But I guess without seeing your roster, I would say, just off the top of my head, I would keep Andre Johnson. But without seeing your roster, you might be deeper at wide receiver than you are running back, which would force you to keep Michael Turner. Just in a vacuum, I would say go ahead and keep Andre Johnson. He's likely to be the best receiver in football for the next 4 to 6 years.
Joe, this comes off the Den Popper inbox as well. Russ wants to know who's going to have a better second half, Justin Smoke or Helton?
Well, Helton just went on the disabled list, so he's already getting off to a pretty poor start. Justin Smoke has been just an absolute disappointment. That is a very difficult one to call. A loose vote to Justin Smoke.
All right, Joe, it's another great Thursday. Enjoy the All-Star break. Enjoy the All-Star game, and we'll talk to you as we get ready for the second half of the season next Thursday here on the show. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Take very good care. Enjoy the game yourself. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Joe. Joe DeMeo of PlayersEdge.com. Check his website out for all the very latest information when it comes to fantasy baseball or fantasy football. And, Danny, if you're still doing well in your fantasy baseball league, now's kind of when you get interested again, because you're doing well. You're winning. You got a chance to make a little money and make a little, get a little pride and a little back talk to some of your teammates out there or your league members. And this is a chance where you want to refresh and make that second half push, just like the real boys.
Well, you know what? You get a couple days off. You know, players take a day off every now and then. If you're a catcher, maybe night day game followed by night game, you get a day off. If you're playing this fantasy baseball for real, you get no days off until now. So enjoy the next couple of days and then get back at it.
Now, I know that Russ is one of the two or three guys that send us a lot of emails for Joe. How's Russ doing in his league? Any idea?
You know what? That's interesting. We will effort that. And I would think that, just by the questions we've been getting, the players that Russ brings up, I'm guessing he's pretty far down. But
is that the way it works?
Like, who the hell's Justin Smoke? I mean, seriously.
Well, we appreciate everybody that sends us questions for the gang and Joe DeMeo, and you can always send us your questions, because coming up on Monday, not only do you continue to send us your questions, but we've got a couple of more items that we want you to email us about. And we're going to get to the Dead Popper inbox here again in just a moment before the break, because we've got a couple of more wrestlers that have been brought out. But coming up tomorrow, the hot dog eating contest, Hilltop Mall, 11-1. We'd love to have you there. If you'd like to participate, email us. Monday, there is the Fairways and Greens for the Nebraska Children's Home, and we will be live at Meadowlark Hills. That is a 10 a.m. four-person scramble shotgun start. Registration starts at 9, and then at 10 a.m., the shotgun start at beautiful Meadowlark Hills. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are going to sponsor a foursome. And so if you would like to play with three of your friends, family mates, co-workers on Monday at Meadowlark Hills and help the Nebraska Children's Home and play in this second annual as we continue to build the golf tournament, send us an email. We'll draw a winner out tomorrow for a group of four to play in the Nebraska Children's Home golf tournament, fairways and greens for the kids' dreams. Coming up on Monday. We'll be there Monday. Tomorrow we'll draw, so you've got 24 hours to get that to us. So if you'd like to play some free golf, hey, here's your chance. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. So hot dog contest tomorrow. Also tomorrow while we're at the Hilltop Mall, we'll draw out the winner for the golf outing on Monday at Meadowlark Hills. And, Daddy, you know what? There's some folks here during the noon hour that are exercising, and I was wondering why the hockey kids just turned their head real quick. Then I noticed she was actually wearing purple. So that must have been it. They were checking out the storm colors.
There you go. And by the way, Doug, Russ has responded to tell us how his team is doing. It's one word, and we can't repeat that word on the air, so that's not good.
Well, don't worry, Russ. Don't worry. The expansion draft is coming up. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox here. Greg in Roseland says, how about Fritz Von Erich and the Claw rules forever, Daddy, when we were talking about old-time wrestling earlier?
There you go. Yeah, keep sending those. It's fun to think about those old-timers. Junkyard Dog, you know, Coco Beware.
Well, you know what? Tom sent us this email early in the show, Tom and Hastings. Hey, guys, please, please don't talk about LeBron James, or I will change the channel and watch as the stomach turns. Tom, we've made it through the first hour and yet to talk about LeBron James. There were a couple of other signings, though. Ray Allen's going to stay with the Celtics. Carlos Boozer is going to the Chicago Bulls. And, Daddy, I thought overnight somebody would break the story. Chris Broussard is leaning towards Miami. They think he's going to Miami. And I guess we'll just find out tonight. You'll hear it here on ESPN Radio, and it's going to be all over ESPN. The decision by LeBron James. And we've also been told, even though it's an hour show, he will make that announcement in the first 15 minutes and not linger on.
You think he's going to Miami? You think South Beach?
I just don't want him to go to New York. Anywhere else, I don't care. Even if it's New Jersey, I don't care. New Jersey, Miami, Chicago, Cleveland, any of them, fine. I don't think he's going to go to Miami because of what we talked about this last night while we were out and about and doing, you know, those evening hour work things that we do every once in a while, our man on the street feature. Why would you go to Miami when Michael had Scotty. They didn't go get Scotty. Kobe had Shaq. They didn't have five guys that were going to help him out. You want your own legacy, and yes, you need some help, but I don't think it's going to be quite as much as if you go to Chicago. Now, Boozer, Rose, Joakim Noah, say what you want. Those are all solid players. The problem is Cleveland doesn't have really anybody. They got okay players, but it's been shown that they can't win with these okay players, and I'm not sure Byron Scott can just walk in and be the coach that takes them over the top. So I think he wants his own legacy. I don't think he wants three or four other guys trying to help him win a title.
Well, if that's the case, you know what? I think you get the same girlfriend you've had forever. It's your hometown. He just stays in Cleveland. Whether they get him this year or next year, they give some help for him.
You know what? They can say how many rings you got. He can say how big his bank account is.
There you go.
That's the bottom line. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're halfway home on this Thursday, celebrating with the Tri-City Storm Hockey in July here at Computer Hardware in Kearney. Stop by and see us. We are here for the next hour. We're going to have some more special guests coming up in the second hour, plus Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us. It is lunchtime. It looks like they're letting everybody out and taking care of business here for lunch with Schroeder Smoked Foods. They've got the half pound of hot dogs here today. Get your Coke, your Diet Coke, or your Sprite to go along with it. Sign up to win season tickets to the Tri-City Storm or Just purchase your tickets here today and save money. Ask the gang about how you can do that. Plus players Rick Pinkston, Mario Piskaric, Cody Ingalingo, and Matt Johnson are all here today. Stop by and meet members, current and old, for the Storm. They're out there with their signs. Come get a hot dog. Honk if you're a Storm fan. Be sure to do it as you're here driving by and the lunch hour. Swing into Computer Hardware. Check out their great deals on the MacBooks, DirecTV. Remember, no interest and 0% financing right now at Computer Hardware. We'll take a break and be right back.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.